So, hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode 166, and this is one of the series of the Path to Success. And we are talking today about with my good friend and beloved Freestyle Your Life speaker Andrew Miller from the UK, because he has just done a TEDx talk, which is amazing, and it's just about that topic. So I said, please come on, so explain a little bit how you got to that, and yeah, it's an amazing achievement, and I was on that path too, as you know, Andrew, and did all the trainings with my coach, Kate McGrether, in Canada. But then COVID hit, and Germany just didn't open up that quick as the UK, so you were lucky, but you're gonna tell us about it. And so let me introduce you real quick. Andrew is a coach, a mentor, and seven times author, and a co-author in the Transforming Your Life book series. We did this book together. That is so amazing. And the reviews of the book are just awesome. And that was a great endeavor in its own for me, as at least. And you are an international speaker, and you are the founder and therapist of Business Enjoyment. So why the therapist, you may explain that a little bit, but the founder of your company. And that is all about how people could improve their life and get rid of all that stands in between their dream and their life now, right? Is that the point? So you work with them to solve the problems or the hurdles or whatever is missing to really live successful and happy.
Yeah. And as you say, it's, you know, all this thing about success, it's all about understanding what success really is and what it is for you, and owning that success, which is a lot of what we're talking about here, is about how other people perceive success, and we end up taking that on when it's not really
right.
In the business enjoyment sense, there's that business element of making the business work in and of itself, for sure, but there's also understanding who we are and what's important to us. And that's where therapy comes in, because we trap ourselves as all these little things
that sort of go
in the wrong direction because it's subconscious and that kind of stuff. So
right, I understand, and thanks for explaining that, Andrew. Because that is the sometimes missing positive mindset and the anxiety trap and imposter syndrome and everything of that coming into play.
Yeah.
And we all know that, and I'm sure the Freestyle Your Life listeners can relate to that, right? Because we are sometimes trapped in our own business, even so we might think we love what we do, but we can also end up like an employee in our own business, right? And then
absolutely,
we work hard but not smart, and that's not the idea, of course.
Yeah, and it can be things like, you know, certainly when we start up, we just sort of take on whatever business we can because we need to get the money in and keep
building
the rest of it. But then we end up working with people that we don't really enjoy working with.
Right.
We do it because we feel we ought to, and that's some of the subtleties this is your business. You create what you want to create, and why not create something that's fantastic and amazing and you love every day?
Yeah, love it. Yes. So tell us a little bit, Andrew, please, about the TEDx talk you just did and how you came to it. And
So I mean, I wanted to do a TEDx talk for some time.
Yeah.
And I had been involved with our local the TEDx one that's closest to me, and been involved in helping some of the TEDx speakers doing their stuff. I'm a member of Toastmasters International.
Yeah,
and we've been affiliated with that local TEDx thing. So we'd been supporting some of the TEDx speakers that were just coming through and helping. So and twice I'd applied to that one to do my own talk that I wanted to do, which was at the heart of it, which is all about my business message, which is all about this thing that we really should redefine how success should be measured in business going forward. That's what it's all about, what I'm doing, and I wanted to get this message out through TEDx. Now I didn't get into that one, and then we had COVID obviously, and we went shut down and all the rest of it. Now at the beginning of this year I got contacted by somebody I knew through Toastmasters, and he'd managed to get into a different TEDx in Nottingham, which is about 2 hours from where I live. And he messaged me at the beginning of the year and just said, "We've had somebody drop out. Do you want to step in?" And it's like, "When is it?" It's in 11 days time.
Oh my gosh.
I knew my material. I'd worked on a speech 2 years ago before lockdown, but that was only like a 7-minute speech, not the full sort of TED talk thing. I wanted to double it up. So I got the message through, and I looked at my calendar, and I looked at the day of the talk, and it's like I had several appointments. It was busy up till then. I just thought, there's no way I could do it. And he said, "I appreciate it's short notice, but you know, you have permission to say no." And I was literally typing out going, "Oh, sorry, would love to, but," and then thought, hang on,
it's a chance, Anu.
say yes and then work out how to do it. So
amazing. But I can feel the anxiety rising in that moment.
Because you know, start of the year, I had all these plans. So anyway, next week was a case of just rewriting the script, rewriting the speech, getting it to a decent length. And then, so it was coming to the weekend, and the weekend I was going to, with the TED talk on the Wednesday. And on the, on that weekend, it was just going to be rehearse, and get it into the brain, practice the movements and that kind of stuff. On the Friday morning before that weekend, my wife tested positive for COVID.
Oh my gosh.
And we still had, at that time, had the rules that if you test positive, you've got to self-isolate for 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was starting to practice this speech and rehearse it with the full possibility that I might not be able to do it in 4 days' time.
Harder hurdle, yeah.
So you just got to get on with it and move it through. Wife was, she had COVID, she had the bad cough, but she was fine. She's fine now, just to flag that up. But yeah, so did tested on the night before, but it was only when I got down there, tested in the morning, that I knew, and it came up negative, that I knew for a fact I was actually doing the talk.
I'm so proud of you. Amazing, amazing. Yeah. But you were lucky, because the UK went out of the restrictions very early. And I'm in Germany still, stuck sort of here. And Germany went on restrictions like today. We stopped the restriction, most of the restrictions, wearing masks and everything. But that's today, not in the past, right? So I was just not able to do it because I wanted to do it live. Okay, go on.
It's much more better to do it. You get the better feedback from the audience, and it feels real, doesn't it? Sort of. So, but anyway, and I mean, hopefully people listening will get to watch the actual TED talk. I don't want to go through the whole
thing. I will share the link. Don't bother. Yeah,
but it all does come back from through my story and through what I've, what you talk about, what we all kind of get is that, the society we live in is just ultimately focused on how much money we make.
Yeah.
And all the more when you look at what's going on with governments and business and that kind of stuff, that's the only thing anybody talks about as being important.
Right.
And the truth is, there's more to it than that.
Mm.
And inherently, we kind of know that. We know it's important that we look after ourselves. We know it's important that we get the right sort of people around us. We know we need to work on ourselves and all these sort of things as well. But when we get into business, we just slip straight into the standard pattern that everybody else follows.
Right.
And whilst that has merits, it causes problems elsewhere. And when you look at some of the decisions that big businesses make, that governments make and that kind of thing, when you realise they're only doing it because money's the only measure, you notice all the people that suffer as a result and the problems that arise as a consequence.
Right. And that's, by the way, that counts for those people who are not really digging in deep into transformation, right? Because that is all about transformation. We have both been there, being successful but miserable but unhappy, right? And we said, well, that can be all. For me, money is nice, but money is not at all so important for me and for you, right? Mm. So that is a trap we get in, and then we are miserable and we say, oh, is that success? And that's why the question was, what does success really mean for you? And that means you need to sort of dig in deep into that inner work, right?
Absolutely.
and dig in deep and becoming clear about your values and everything, and drop the thing of just going with the masses, trying to fit in, because that is corrupting for the soul, right?
Mm, absolutely. And you know, money in itself cannot be an end. It isn't an end. All it can do is create other things. So you wanted to create stuff that means something to you.
Yeah. But happiness always comes from the inside, not from money.
Correct.
Otherwise, all the millionaires would be happy all day. Right? And so many commit suicide and whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So you've got to, and again, I touch on it in the thing, but there's always two dynamics, I feel, for ourselves as people. There's making sure that we're okay, and doing that inner work, as you say, to make sure that we're comfortable with the situation that we find ourselves in.
Right.
But then is that sort of, okay, but what's my place in terms of the difference I make in the world and the purpose sort of sense where actually we making a difference for somebody else.
Yeah.
We may benefit, but we're making that external difference as well. So that's the bit that lifts us up above just being okay.
Yeah. And that's exactly, by the way, what we are doing, Andrew, right? We're 180% on the same path here, because we have had our trials and errors and struggles, right? And sort of transformed. I did transform my whole life and business too, from a full service agency to the laptop style business that I'm running here, because I usually travel. If it's not COVID, I travel. If it's not war, I travel. But hopefully there will be better times soon. But that's how we shifted and transformed ourselves, because we just realized, hey, that's not the right fit for us. That's not working properly, right?
Mm. Exactly. And you know, as you say, we've got that one end where people can be incredibly successful and not happy and miserable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I when I started out in business and got into this sort of side of things, I was working with people who'd at the other side had lost everything.
Yeah.
Their businesses had gone insolvent, they'd lost everything they owned. And again, you know, when you think about the stress that creates of having nothing, It's obvious, but really the emotional element of that is amplified dramatically because of the social shame, because of the expectation that we should be doing this, should be doing that. And yet we can still be in a position where, as long as there's no, certainly here in the Western world, we've got we'll get support enough to make sure we can put food on the table, we won't starve, we've got people around us, we've got a roof overhead, we can get all of these things and still be stressed out because we've lost them. And again, that is a symptom of a society that only focuses on that. Even though we've got all this richness in our life, the people that we are around,
Have the feeling we even forget about it. We even don't see and realize it again, right?
The
heartful connections or whatever it might be, a lovely ground out there, looking in my own trees or whatever it is. And I'm sure so many listeners relate to that.
Yeah,
that's why I was so keen to bring you on. Okay, sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine. It was you took it on nicely, but it's just symptomatic that all the way along, wrong decisions, wrong impact, wrong emotions is because we just focus on one thing. I don't have an issue with money. I have no problem with people making money, but it's how that is then used. And if it is then used in the right way, A, to look after yourself, and B, to help other people, then it's done for good. Then it serves a purpose. Then it's got a reason for being there. And that flow can move and add to society rather than what can happen where I've made my money, but in the process I've wrecked the planet or destroyed the lives of several people or whatever it might be, just so that I've got a bare bank balance.
Totally. And that's how transformation does not only serve both of us, for example, in the first place, right? By changing and adapting, but also then we give what we learn on our life's path, right? And life's hero's journey, and I had to learn so much, and you too, everybody does, right? And now we can mentor others on having the fast track and not the trial and error. We, like you and me, we have been on the self-exploration, finding our true self and what we are about and our core values for decades, right?
Yeah.
And so we can help others get on the fast track to save those times for them.
Yeah. As a note, if I'm allowed to say, I'm actually doing a bit of a challenge in first week of May, 9th of May. Like, we're doing a 5-day challenge, and it's about helping people find their purpose.
Yeah.
And get them started thinking about that deeper stuff, what they need to do to.
Oh, amazing.
What patterns are holding them back, how other people have influenced them, what really matters to them, and start thinking about that external bit as well in terms of how they can actually start shifting things, create a purpose, and start create something that has meaning to them. So that's 9th of May, if anybody wants to just...
I could share the link in the show notes, course.
I mean, just look for me on LinkedIn and I'll get stuff. I haven't got the stuff ready yet, but it's the date's locked in. We're just working towards it now. So
Amazing, because that is, I truly believe that is so urgently needed. And COVID and the world... we are just in now here in obviously, especially we in Europe, right? We didn't imagine there are enemies around, but now we learned our lesson, right?
Yeah. And again, all the issues, you know, with, as you say, with Ukraine, the issues here that we've had with Brexit and that sort of thing, or the pressures that are coming with COVID, underneath all the real problems, you know, we've got the actual life and death issues that are floating around the top, which are obviously paramount. But beneath that, a lot of the issues and the concerns and the stresses have created because people have made decisions to a way that gives them more money, and that's it. Britain left the EU because certain people decided we can make more money this way, and we don't care about what you lot think, we can make more money. All the people that support Putin, it's because they can make loads of money, thank you very much, and they've done a deal to arrange that sort of thing.
Part of everything. Deal done, bye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those are big things, but they're just paramount at the moment, that's all.
Yeah, totally.
It runs all the way through.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important that we share that. So one of the further, I don't know exactly now, should look it up. Previous episode I had, I shared, make love, not war, right? Because we came here to be the best version of ourselves and to share whatever our life's purpose is, what the challenge is about, with the world. Because that's our secret sauce, all right? That's our super talent. If we try to do just a job, we will never be in there with the heart like we do, right? Because that is for the money. A job, doing a job is for the money.
There's nothing wrong with doing a job. in and of itself, if you're connected to it and you can see your place and you know, hopefully enjoy it, sort of thing, or it leads to something longer and better and greater, and it's developing you. You know, it comes down to almost terminology, but there's a safety in getting a regular income every month, but
yeah,
you've still got to make sure that you get the best out of it, that you feel you respect yourself, and
yeah,
people around you respect you, and all these sort of things. But certainly when you step out and work for yourself and you've got your own business, then that safety zone is removed, and suddenly the pressures take on a different shape and dynamic, and it's very easy to slip back into the fear space,
right,
of I've not got enough, and then it just exacerbates the challenges. But when you are in charge, then you have the ability to do so much more, and that's the thing,
right.
And you're in control,
right.
And I guess, you know, don't want to repeat things that have been in your other episodes and that, and the whole theme of you, but it's just worth reiterating that when you're in charge of your own business, then when you work on yourself, you are working on your business. Your business is an extension of who you are.
Right. And
if you're
totally
stuck and blocked and limited, then your business will be stuck and blocked and limited.
Right. Yeah, and well, some people create the business around their life, and others create their life around their business, right? And creating the life around the business tends to be the version to be likely unhappy sooner or later, right?
Who's really in control?
Yeah.
And we need to take control of our lives. That's the key thing. We spend so much time being dictated to and being victimized and all this sort of stuff.
But yeah,
we are able to take control of everything. Some things are always going to be out there that we've got to either accept or tolerate or whatever. But, you know, it's our responsibility to look after ourselves.
Right.
And
right,
it's also our responsibility to look after those that we can help as well.
Yeah. And that's what, especially here at Freestyle Your Life, of course we do, right? Because that means to free your life from what sucks and to restyle your life on your own terms, right? What's right for me is not right for you or any listeners, but we have to find out. And that is done if we dig deep, if we find our core values, right? That is, yeah. That is, whenever you're feeling good, that tends to be authentic for you. And if you put yourself and pretzel yourself into something, that is not likely the case that that you're meant to do, right?
Yeah.
If we then connect with our true authentic purpose, so the purpose, I truly believe we all came here for a special reason, and things happen for a special reason, either to wake us up or whatever it might be, then we connect with our true selves, right? And we can really break free from living somebody else's lives on other people's expectations and everything, right? Because it's just, life is too short for that.
Yeah. So many people live somebody else's life.
Right? And I was such a people pleaser, and I'm such an empath, and that was just... I knew about it, but I was too anxious to turn around and own who I really are, right? And that's why I exactly teach that, because I was through that before.
Absolutely.
I know exactly that place, right? And that's how we as coaches can help others, because we have walked the path. And not everybody, obviously, does walk the path and has been in the situation, but especially most of us have been, and that's why we know the emotions and feelings of our clients and listeners, because
Absolutely.
We have been there.
Yeah, and again, it is always unique to the individual. So as you say, we can't force our ways up, but you know. you, me, other people, we know other people that have gone through the same sort of things. It's building up knowledge all the time and awareness and all the different aspects. But ultimately, it comes back to that individual as to what they want and where they want to go. And then you and I can support them with that because we've walked that path, but it's still their path they've got to find themselves.
Yeah. And we are sort of assisting them. But it's, of course, a transformation is not a one-done deal, right? That is a real journey. That's why it's called transformational journey, and it is, right? That is not just watching a course and implementing it. That is really, but it. I'm not tired to share that. It's really possible, and it's totally worth it.
Mm. Right. And as you say, it's an ongoing thing. It's the journey is what it's all about. There is no real destination for us to get to. It's an ongoing thing. And as we move, we see the world differently. We see ourselves differently. What we do may change. And that's fine. That's part of the progress. That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a point where we needed to get to and then it was all stopped, then we'd get bored at that point.
Yeah.
Death to one side, that's the only thing that stops us moving forward. Everything else is a learning opportunity, an opportunity in richness, and an opportunity to help other people as well.
Yeah. And really, I truly believe that we need to reconnect and pause and really restyle our life by getting ourselves better in the first place. Right? Because at the end, we got the keys in our hands. We are mostly our own prison guard concerning all the self-sabotaging patterns we run, right? But if we don't become aware of it, how can we change it? It's just not possible, right? That is really, it needs the inner work, right? And just by disturbing ourselves and running away and pushing down the feelings we don't want to feel, we cannot solve the solution by doing that, right? Because they are still there. We all have shadows, right?
Yeah.
But what we can do is to really shine the light into it.
And it's worth remembering, you know, whilst these things look scary, the process of getting through to the other end is very exciting. It's enriching. It's the equivalent of going like on a roller coaster or on a scary ride or going bungee jumping. It's as you come up to it, it seems quite scary. But the adrenaline rush that you get and the endorphins that come from actually having broken through a barrier like that are so much more positive in that moment than anything has come before.
Right. And that is the fire we are on then for the next step and next level.
Yeah, and we keep finding, so whenever we find a shadow or something, it's not something to be scared of. It's like, excellent, another one to get worked on.
Yeah. and one after the other get eliminated, but only if we are ready to dig deep in order to come back to our true selves, right? Because, so many people even don't know about themselves. And that's so sad, because that is life spent on the roller coaster and in sickness and disease very often. And that is so sad. We could really improve the time we have. And we are all on the line. Like my life partner died last year, just out of the sudden. He just didn't show up to the at my house here, to the appointment. And then that was sort of strange. And we found out he had a heart attack on the couch. And so we are all in the line. Right, we don't know when this will be, but I guess we won't escape from it, right? So better we enjoy the time we are here, right? And don't sacrifice and play the victim.
But that's why the journey is so important, because we can never time that thing. If we're heading for a particular thing, we can't match that with what our allotted time is. That's not never going to work. So it's got to be in the moment, isn't it? We've got to enjoy the now, whenever the now is.
Yeah. When I was faced with cancer back in 2015, I really saw the other side and faced death. And I was sort of asked in my darkest hour if I was willing to first and foremost surrender, and then to share all that I did learn in the process, right? And I said, yeah, if I can get out of that, I will. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing the importance of being authentic with yourself and with the world, right? Because, yeah, that was my deepest moment. And that was just a point of no return. Either I transform or, okay, watch from another star. But so many people don't reach that state, hopefully, and gladfully. But they should still transform, even if they don't have such a horrible diagnosis or whatever it might be, the accident to wake up, right?
We don't want to have to wait for something horrible to happen to us in order to change.
Yeah.
Because that's a level of pain that's not necessary.
Right.
Let's look to change before things get too late.
Yeah. And so that's spinning back to the path to success, and really becoming clear, all of my dear listeners, that what means success for you, right? When do you feel alive? When are you happy? What makes your day, right? So that is so important to really take the time and dig deep there, and make some changes if needed, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and that was just a little sharing here from Andrew's TEDx talk, and to help you sort of put yourself in the situation tonight and ask yourself, what does success mean for you? What's your purpose? And Andrew will help you in the challenge to find it. And what are your core values? For example, mine are obviously authenticity, honesty, and live with integrity and serenity. But that is different for all of us. But we need to dig deep to find out. Right? Because not only the core values we have, that's how we relate with others, but that's also how we relate in our business. Right?
Yeah.
I don't take on any unauthentic speaker. Right? Because that is just not what fits in here at Freestyle Your Life. I always have speakers that have walked the path of what they talk about. Right?
Makes sense.
And that's how we connect with people, and not only in our personal life, but also in business. And that's okay.
A friend of mine did a speech the other day, which I thought illustrated it very nicely about the authenticity, because he grew up worrying about fitting in and not being good enough and all these sort of things.
Yeah,
and then
like myself.
Mm-hmm. We all do. And then it's winter, it starts snowing, and he's running around catching snowflakes, and then he realizes this snowflake lands, that it's beautiful and it's perfect and it's lovely, and another snowflake lands and that's beautiful and it's perfect and lovely.
Yeah.
And every single snowflake is different and unique.
Yeah.
But they are all lovely and perfect.
Just like we are.
Yeah. And if we try and make ourselves to be somebody else, then that's not giving ourselves permission or the opportunity to be who we are.
Right.
And who we really are is beautiful and perfect.
Yeah. That's it. That's a perfect last word, Andrew. Yeah, and yeah, just think of it a little bit in tonight or in the upcoming days, my dear listeners, and hopefully we could give you a sort of an input what to reflect on. That's why we came up today. Thanks so much, Andrew. Love you, and all the best. Take care, and we speak soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for the invite.
Bye-bye, my dear listeners. So, I cannot end the recording without getting out of here.